The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eamon, thank you very, very much for listening to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. We are still in celebratory mood here come 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're still a little bit tired, some of us, those of us who stayed up for the 5 hours of absolute agony watching Rory McIlroy in Augusta National. It was incredible, absolutely incredible. Since the achievement incredible, but how he did it, how he navigated that final round, the ups and downs. We're going to talk about all of that throughout the show. We're going to hear from Padraig Harrington a little bit later. We're going to hear from Paul McGinley. We're going to speak to people who know Rory McIlroy, family, friends. We're going to chat to Enda McNulty in just a couple of minutes, the performance coach, about the mental side of the game, which is such a big part of golf for people who are not fans of the sport in particular. I think it was Malachy Clerkin from the Irish Times I heard put it the best way the other day. He says, you're out there for 5 hours. You're probably only hitting the golf ball for max half an hour. Think about that. That's 4.5 hours alone with your thoughts. That is why it is such a mental game. And it's been such a factor in Rory's career as well over the last few years, the mental aspect of things. So really looking forward to getting Enda's view on it all in a moment. But of course, first thing this morning, Henry McKean dispatched to Rory's hometown in County Down, up to Hollywood Golf Club. Rory, how is the party going?
And the Rory party is in full swing still. People are still celebrating. Many have had no sleep. And I can't believe you've now christened me Rory. I'll take that. But the nation on both sides.
I've Rory on the brain.
That's totally fine. I mean, it really is something quite special. But yeah, both sides of the border, huge celebrations. Tears, joy and grit. And McIlroy, you know, putting on that green jacket after trying for the 17th time, Kieran. But so much emotion as McIlroy fell to his knees. And up here in the Hollywood Golf Club, you know, they're still having a brilliant time. But I got to actually go and visit the town itself just outside Belfast. I got to visit the butcher and the baker that Rory and his family frequent. And in the bakery, they've actually made a special Rory cookie with his green jacket on. I'm having a chat with Jade and Amy from Skinner's Bakery. Tell us about these special cakes you've made with Rory McIlroy's face on them.
Okay, so German biscuit, traditional German biscuits, jam in the centre, icing on top. We've got Rory's picture on them. They were something that they did back up in the open season with the previous owners. So this year we've kept the tradition going and we were able to do them again for his big win.
I understand. They've sold out already.
They have, yes. They're all sold out. The bakery has been really busy today, so back tomorrow, yeah.
So it's a German biscuit with jam in the centre, icing on top, and an edible icing sheet of Rory on top of that.
How proud are you?
Oh, very, very proud. Very proud.
Chris Guyke from Oars in Hollywood.
So the McIlroys frequent the town and sometimes they pop into all the different shops. For you, what does this mean for Hollywood? What does this Grand Slam, this career Grand Slam mean?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's fantastic for the town. It really is. The atmosphere around Hollywood this morning has been incredible. That's the only thing everybody's talking about.
And that's all that people are talking about.
Oh, completely. Yeah, completely. Everybody, not one person hasn't come in and not mentioned the golf. So it's brilliant. It really is. It's fantastic. Fantastic achievement for him and fantastic for the town. It obviously puts Hollywood on the map.
A different Hollywood.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and for somebody, you know, coming from a small town like this, it is. It's a massive achievement. It's unbelievable. Everybody, yeah. It was crazy last night, an absolute roller coaster.
it was a roller coaster for all of us, but too much at times. Henry, there's this amazing ad that came out a few years ago when Nike signed up Rory McIlroy, and it was a young McIlroy watching Tiger Woods on the television, you know, as a kid, being inspired by Woods. Well, what about the kids there in Hollywood? I assume duly inspired now by Rory.
Oh, the inspiration is huge. And just beneath me, they've actually built an academy. And the kids this morning were so excited. They were just hugely excited. Remember, it's 25 years since someone last won a career Grand Slam. And as you said, that was Tiger Woods. Only the five other players in the history of the game have achieved this. And we've heard from the Taoiseach earlier, Micheál Martin, talking about it being a finish for the ages. But yeah, it's Easter holidays up here too. And I did get to visit his old alma mater and meet the principal. And the kids actually came in anyway to celebrate. Here is the principal.
Hello, my name's Craig Mayers. I'm the current principal of Sullivan Upper School.
Craig, you have a big grin on your face, and so do the pupils. For you, what does this Rory McIlroy career highlight mean for you and the school?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. There's such a buzz about Hollywood this morning. We watched last night the images of our pupils at Hollywood Golf Club and their excitement throughout the evening, their disappointment too at various points. We really believe this will help inspire the next generation, not just golfers, but sportsmen and women, and to really encourage our pupils to pursue their own individual dreams.
For staff here working, many of them taught him, what are they saying today?
They're thrilled that he has managed to achieve what he always set out to do. When Rory was here as a boy, and one of my predecessors, the head at the time, John Stevenson, I think when you have a prodigiously talented teenager like that, but you also know how fickle the world of sport is, I think John was concerned about the amount of time that Rory was out of school playing golf, and I think there was a bit of a debate there, but I think Rory's put that to bed in terms of that particular debate. So that staff would just have memories of that young man absolutely obsessed with golf and determined to follow that path.
So they knew he was going to be a superstar.
Oh, it was very clear from an early age. We have some pictures of Rory as a very, very young pupil. So as a 12-year-old helping us beat one of our great rivals, Belfast Inst, in the Ulster Schools competition. And he's sandwiched between much older boys in this photograph as a very, 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 very young pupil. So yes, it was very clear early on that he was going to be a super player.
Listen, a great source of pride for everybody who was involved at any stage of Rory's career. What about the other kids, Henry?
Yeah, remember that Rory, you know, joined this club at the age of just 9, and he helped rebuild this clubhouse in 2019. He went halves on the cost, which cost millions. And remember his parents as well, keeping a low profile this morning. I was keeping an eye out for them. I was hoping to bring them to you. And Rory even facing back tears when asked about his parents' sacrifices. And his dad worked every hour going, 100 hours a week, cleaning everything, working in the local sports club, working as a barman here in the golf club. His mum, night shifts in the 3M factory, quite locally here. And yeah, it paid off. But here are Sullivan Upper students. And they're also, just by pure coincidence, their uniform is a green jacket. Here's Rory's alma mater.
Hi, my name's Zach. I go to Sullivan Upper, and me and my friends, we were up at the club watching Rory win his Masters last night, win the fifth major of his career. And yeah, we had a great, great time.
And how old are you?
I'm 18.
So when you look at Rory, do you think one day that could be me?
Yeah, that thought's always there. My golf game might not be up to the same standard, but I see showing that hard work and determination is all you need, so you never know where I'll end up.
So we're here in Sullivan Upper School. Rory went to this school. You must be very, very proud.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, everyone I've spoken to there, they're very proud of him. Just what he's achieved and what he's done for the community around us is just inspirational.
Hi, my name's Louis Baird, pupil at Sullivan Upper School, and I'm 18 years old. You know, it means a lot, like, that it can show the pupils here can go on and do anything. And the community in general, he's a big inspiration to all of us, and shows that he said to his daughter that just keep on dreaming and keep on chasing your dreams, and I think we should all live by that as well.
And do you chase your dreams?
I would say so, yeah. Work my hardest at school and be nice to hopefully one day be as big as him.
And when you were watching it, it really was an absolute roller coaster. Were you worried for him?
Oh yeah, when he missed the putt in 18, I was a wee bit worried that he was going into the playoff, and you know he's
in struggled. The wrong mindset.
Yeah, he struggled a bit before in these places, but I think he showed resilience and just dig deep and went on to win it. And I think yeah, it was great.
It was absolutely great, Henry. I assume the hope up there is that they're going to produce more young Rory McIlroys now. Is that it?
Absolutely. And remember, Rory's still relatively young. He's got another 15 years out of him. He's only 35. But yeah, young golfers, I'm going to tee them up for you.
Max Redman. I'm 18. I also attend Sullivan Upper School. Oh, absolutely buzzing, you know. We were all at his local club last night and the place was electric. And it was just such a no better place to be.
And did you cry?
I wouldn't say cry. More leap of joy. But yeah, just past 14 years, you know, he's been trying to get that last major and he did it, and just shows what hard work and determination can get you.
I'm Anna Brewster, and we're all so excited today. It's kind of started to set in that Rory's finally won. We were all there last night watching, and we're all so excited when he held the winning putt. We were all jumping around, hugging each other, and yeah, it was just incredible.
And you're all golfers. When you see Rory around, you must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really crazy that, like, he went here and that he plays at where he played at Hollywood as well. Yeah,
really excited. It's just crazy that someone who went to Sullivan and who played at Hollywood won the Masters.
I still can't really believe it, to be honest. You know, last night was just amazing. And, like, watching Rory get close so many times just didn't really feel real.
Yeah, it is real. It is real. It is very, very real. Finally, for Rory McIlroy. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that. Henry, in Hollywood, County Down, 087-1400-106, I should say, is the number if anybody wants to get in touch about Rory McIlroy, their reflection on this achievement. I mean, he is absolutely pride of place up on the Mount Rushmore of Irish sporting greats. There is no doubt about it. After that, many would say he was up there already. Enda McNulty is with me now, the performance coach and the CEO of McNulty Performance. Enda, for people who are not into golf at all, how big an achievement is this?
Kieran, I think there'll be a lot more people into golf in the next week. How big is this? I think if you try to almost calibrate this with the biggest sports stars on the planet, this is at the highest of the high level. This is the zenith of performance. What Rory's achieved puts him now up amongst the Muhammad Ali's. It puts him up amongst the Tiger Woods, of course, the Jack Nicklaus's. It puts him up alongside the Messies of this world. Of course, people like Katie Taylor. That's where Rory now sits. It is incredible what he achieved. If you don't mind me saying to your listeners, Kieran, that little piece there by Henry up in Hollywood, I'm sitting here and the hairs are standing on the back of my neck. I feel incredibly proud. It's almost like a cocktail of emotions, I'm sure, for all of your listeners. We're proud. We're excited. There's a pep in every Irish person in the world's step all around the world. It's just incredible what he's achieved. But how he achieved it, I think, is intriguing. And what it means now to every other sports person on the planet, I think, is amazing what we can learn from him. And what we can learn in other aspects of life, as you said at the start, Kieran, in terms of that really good piece by Malachy Clarkin.
What can we learn then from, or what can other sports people in particular learn from Rory McIlroy?
Well, Barbara Talla, who deserves all the credit or a lot of the credit in terms of his mental game, famously wrote a book. I read the book many years ago, Kieran. I read it about six times. I used to try and put it into practice on the Gaelic football pitch. The book was called Golf is Not a Game of Perfect. I would encourage every listener that's interested in golf to go ahead and buy that book. And some of the key lessons that book I went back to today, I took it off the shelf today, I went back to some of those key lessons. And one of the lessons that I read verbatim was, stay positive and confident, believe in your abilities, maintain a positive mindset even after a bad shot. Now, that happened several times for Rory yesterday. After several bad shots, he stayed positive. He maintained his confidence. Obviously, Harry Dame was a big part of that as well. And he absolutely kept that positive mindset even after those bogeys and so on. So what can we all do in all aspects of life? We're going to have bad shots or bad days or bad meetings or bad performances. It's how we bounce back from that is the really important thing. Rory inspired us yesterday and the whole golfing, I guess, tribe around the world. How you bounce back is directly tied to your resilience and your grit.
I thought it was really interesting because, you know, one of the enduring images we have of Rory at the Masters up until yesterday was 2011 when it all went pear-shaped and he's leaning with his head down between his two arms and the top of his driver. And part of the reason I think we all remember it is because Rory's actually quite stoic on the golf course. And despite what you said there, there was a couple of moments yesterday where we did see the emotion. That amazing shot on the seventh from the pine needles through this tiny gap in the trees onto the green. And he started roaring out loud, laughing with his caddy with Harry. I just thought this was amazing how relaxed he was, given how up and down the first few holes had been. And then he showed a bit of frustration a little bit later, which was unusual. You know, he kind of chucked a club back into his bag pretty hard. So, you know, he obviously, I guess what I'm getting at is, to me, it looked like he obviously was working really hard on what you were saying there, on keeping the emotions in check, that they weren't that far beneath the surface.
Emotions control the show. If you can manage your emotions better than your competitors, you're more likely to win out at the end. And I thought Rory managed his emotions, particularly when he had to go, obviously, after the team go to the playoff. I thought that was incredible the way he managed it then. So I agree with you, Kieran. The way he threw himself to the ground, the way he rammed the golf club into the bag and so on, showed us an insight to his emotional data. And it is data. But I thought he got really, really good at bringing it back into the right emotional pitch again really quickly. And for me, that's the big improvement in Rory's game. He's got better at responding to mistakes and adversity faster. And he's got better at controlling his emotions quicker after, let's say, a setback like a bogey, a really bad golf shot.
How much might this transform his game in the future in terms of the weight it's going to lift off his shoulders, the weight of expectation?
Well, if you think about the journey he's been on from a toddler with a plastic golf club in his hand, yeah, in Hollywood, through the amateur ranks, to become the best golfer on the planet unquestionably, and now to join world golf's most exclusive club. What does it mean now? Somebody said to me recently on a WhatsApp, I said, this is not like a monkey off Rory's back, it's like a gorilla off his back.
Mm.
I think it'll allow him now to be freed up to go and really enjoy his golf even more. It'll free him up now to go and express who he truly is. And I think to a certain extent, he took that monkey off his back over the last few months, Kieran. That didn't happen in the last few days. It's the work he's done in the last few months that he must have realized, listen, I have to go and deal with this. I have to go and, let's say, put those ghosts to rest.
Isn't it interesting as well, the baggage that comes with expectation? Because there'll still be expectation around Rory. I mean, the next time he goes out, it's going to be talk, and it's the USPGA, I think, at Quail Hollow is possibly the next major. I mean, there'll be questions to him about the calendar Grand Slam. Can he do all four in one go? He does a few more, there'll be questions on can he get to double figures. He does that, there'll be questions about whether he can get to Tiger Woods at 14 and Jack at 18. You know, that's always going to follow Rory. He's just such an incredible sports person. But all of that, it's almost kind of the baggage that comes with that expectation is positive, whereas the baggage he's discarded has been negative. Do you know what I'm getting at there? It was, you know, is Rory a bottler? Is he a choker? Can he do it?
Well, he's certainly not a bottler, and he's not a choker now, Kieran, as you say. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I think it's now about positive emotions for Rory. I think he's shifted his mindset to be more predominantly positive now. I think what this allows him to do is to go and see all the pressures of the future to be a complete privilege, to savour it. Isn't that what we say to our young kids, to savour and enjoy sport? Isn't that why we all start playing sport at the start? It is to enjoy it, to have fun. We can all visualise Rory with that little plastic golf club in his hand, mimicking his dad, Jerry, trying to swing a golf ball or swing a golf club. So isn't that the whole point? Isn't that why we encourage all kids to get involved with sport, to savor every split second of it, because it passes by very quickly?
Isn't that
for all of our listeners?
Go on.
So for all of our listeners, isn't that the real lesson? It is to savor these amazing moments and encourage people around to really chase after their dreams.
Isn't it amazing, though, that Bob Rotella advice you mentioned, that, you know, well, that was targeted, and Bob Rotella's work is with players at Rory McIlroy's level. I mean, if you're going out playing a few holes on a Sunday evening with your kids, the same advice applies, doesn't it? You know, when the head drops and the shoulders drop because they're after sculling the ball into a bunker, to make the point, you know, Rory McIlroy is by far and away the greatest golfer this island's ever produced, arguably the greatest sports person this island has ever produced, and he's never had a perfect round.
Exactly. I think Rotella actually wrote a book, follow-up book to that, Life is Not a Game of Perfect. So not only can we learn from that in terms of sport, we can learn about it in life. So everything we do all day, every day, if we strive for perfect, it's not going to happen. But if we strive for progress, and what Rory has done is he's kept progressing. His persistence has been incredible. I think Tiger Woods' tweet was really revealing. He said, welcome to the club, obviously to Rory, and then he said, your determination during this round and during your career have shone through. Imagine those words from Tiger Woods. Determination sounds like a small word, but has a mega impact if you look at it over all those years.
Yeah, Well, listen, Rory kept his emotions in check. I didn't. I was stomping around the kitchen, as I always do when Rory is in these positions, giving out about him, then falling back in love with him, then giving out about him, then falling back in love with him. Anyway, it was an incredible, if stressful, few hours. And we are reveling in his success. Reflected glory here for everybody on the island. And a great pleasure. Thanks a million for chatting to us. Enda McNulty, performance coach and CEO of McNulty Performance. Tony says, it's taken 90 years for six golfers to achieve what Rory has achieved. 90 years and only six. That's how good it is. Tony, I heard somebody else talking about this earlier and they made the point, you know what, in the last 50 years, only one golfer has done it. In the last 50 years as well is when the depth of golf has really expanded and exploded, and it's going to be much harder to do this. So Tiger and Rory, and that is it. It's incredible, Tony. You're right. Paul says, how he managed to regain his nerve and come through in the end. It was just remarkable. Paul, you're absolutely right. And a clear lesson to somebody else to just try, try and try again. 087-1400-106. A little bit earlier today, just before I came on air, I caught up with Padraig Harrington, who, like everybody else, I think, was watching this through his fingers. And he says, Rory was more confident in the build-up to the Masters this time around. Take a listen.
Look, there's six people have done this ever, but the real difference is it's only been two really in the very modern times, Tiger and Rory, and it looks like it's getting rarer going forward. It's just golf is getting deeper and deeper. It's harder to be set yourself apart, and this is obvious with Rory. Rory's been the best player for 15 years, but in those 15 years, there's been several players for a moment in time were world number one, and we're going to keep seeing that going forward. We're fields are deeper. It's harder to be that star player. He really is a generational talent. You had Tiger, now it's Rory. And the thing with Rory is he's kind of future-proofed. You know, he's fit and strong. He doesn't have injury problems. His game, he's a very long hitter. So nobody's going to take over from him. Or, you know, the only way he's not going to be this player in 10 years' time is if he loses, you know, the mental appetite, if he burns out, you know. And it's not that he's performed great in that 15 years, you know, just because he didn't win majors. He won like Order of Merit and big tournaments all over the place in that period of time. So he's had lots of great success, but clearly he's been unlucky or he hasn't prepared right. He definitely, you know, got in his head at times, you know, some of the other players got in his head, his preparation got in his head. Certainly for the Masters, the last 4 or 5 years, every year he was coming out with a new idea. I'm going to play more, I'm going to play less. This year, I had dinner with him in Houston, and he was just so comfortable with who he was, just very relaxed about who he was. Now, that's somewhat helped by the fact he's clearly the best player in the world at this moment. Scottie Scheffler and Xander, who are, you know, great players, playing great, they're injured this year, so they're just not back to their top form. So Rory knew he was the best, and he felt very comfortable. You know, he puffed out the shoulders. You could see there's a little pep in his step.
Yeah, Padraig Harrington chatting to me a little bit earlier today. We'll play a bit more of that later, and then Padraig is going to be talking much more in depth about all of this with the lads on Off the Ball this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.